DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump sends warning, North Korea reacts. U.S. President Donald Trump has renewed threats to take care of the North Korean nuclear threat amid expectations of a new nuclear test this weekend, prompting a defiant response Friday from a senior official in Pyongyang. North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Han Song-ryol responded, saying that if the U.S. comes with reckless military maneuvers, then they will confront it with North Korea's own preemptive strike. He said, it is not North Korea, but the U.S. and Donald Trump that make problems. I say this because Trump tweeted that the DPRK, North Korea, is looking for trouble, and it's none other than the U.S. that is posing threats toward the DPRK. A day earlier, Trump had responded emphatically to reports that North Korea is poised to detonate an underground nuclear device as early as Saturday to mark the anniversary of the birth of the nation's founder Kim Il-sung.
I don't know if this sends a message. It doesn't make any difference if it does or not. North Korea is a problem.
While Trump's remark was taken as a threat of military action against the North, Trump added that China is working very hard to defuse the international tension over North Korea and that he's hopeful Beijing's diplomacy will be effective. Afghanistan says a massive bomb dropped Thursday by a U.S. warplane killed 36 members of Islamic State group and destroyed a large cache of weapons. A statement released by the Afghan Defense Ministry on Friday said there were no civilian casualties in the attack, that the bomb was dropped on an Islamic State bunker complex in northeastern Nangarhar province in Afghanistan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office said the operation took place in coordination with the Afghan security and defense forces. This